hours a week do you spend working? Is it more than 40 hours? More than 60? Labor research shows the average number of working hours for the typical married couple has not changed for decades. Even though technology has made us more productive, that average number, 67 hours. The Atlantic's Derek Thompson has been writing about this, and he's here to help us untangle the so-called 67-hour rule. Hi, Derek.
Hi, great to be here.
So before we jump into this, I mentioned the typical married couple. What does typical mean in this case?
That's a great question. The answer is basically typical equals average in this case. So average can, of course, cover a lot of different kinds of couples. It includes all ethnicities. It includes all income levels. This is basically a way to look at some really big questions about economic change. Do people overall tend to work less than they used to? And the answer is yes. The average laborer in the late 19th century, who tended to be a man, typically worked more than 3,000 hours. Today, the typical laborer works much, much less, but work tends to be divided between married couples in a home. And as a result, you have a situation where the average married couple, in fact, worked about 67 hours in the early 1900s, worked about 67 hours in the middle of the 1900s. And today, still, the average married couple works about 67 hours a week.
I know that this has implications, which we'll go into, but I want to stick with the sort of idea of typical for the moment. And you mentioned that because it's an average, we're talking about all ethnicities. But that's saying a lot, right? The data is really different depending on whether you're talking about a white woman or a black woman. For example, black women have always been much more likely to work outside the home. So when you factor in race and class, does this 67-hour average look really different?
The observation of the 67-hour rule is looking at the fact that overall, the average American household typically has to work the same amount of total market hours to keep up with the Joneses, to essentially afford a typical middle-class life. Now, you're going to have major differences across ethnic groups depending on what exact question you're asking. For example, right now, white men work less than non-white men on average in terms of labor force participation. So you have changes by ethnicities that you can see decade by decade, but sometimes it's just useful to look at the average figure in order to get a general sense of the typical or median American.
So when we talk about the fact that working hours for individual Americans have mostly declined, as you mentioned, married couples still working about that same amount of time, what are we including as work? If I check my email on a Saturday?
That's a great question. Yeah, so there is a way in which economists who study time use look at housework and market work or labor, right? So it is absolutely true that in the early 1900s, in the late 1800s, you had women, the average woman, again, spending up to 60 hours just cleaning the house and washing clothes. That is obviously work. The 67-hour rule is looking at market labor. That is working for money outside the home. That is the thing that has been incredibly and astonishingly consistent in ways that I find so interesting.
Right. So let's go into why you find this interesting. Why is this so astonishing to you?
It's astonishing to me because every economist who looks at work and income across countries and over time tends to tell you, the first thing they will say is people work less as they get richer. People in countries work less as they get richer if you compare the average work year in America to, say, Indonesia. And it's also true of the same country over time. But when you look at the fact that married couples overall actually don't have any decline in work hours, it seems to suggest that economists have sort of been looking at this problem the wrong way. They've been looking at individuals rather than looking at households. And if you look at households and you show that despite all the technological wonder of the last 130 years, well, we're still working just under 70 hours a week in order to get by in modern America, it suggests that some of the most important things aren't getting any cheaper. We still have to work so much because housing isn't getting cheaper. We have to work so much because healthcare isn't getting cheaper. I think it tells a lot of, or opens a lot of really interesting chapters in sort of how things change and do not change across history.
I wonder what you make, though, of data that seems to suggest that even if things were getting cheaper, and you're right, they absolutely aren't, taking care of elderly parents, etc., child care, there is data that suggests that even if they were, Americans in particular would not work less. I mean, Americans work more than citizens in most other industrializations, Germany, Australia, the UK, hundreds of hours per year, and they don't even take paid vacation time when they have it. So maybe it's us.
I think it's see, this is why I find it so interesting. It's such a great jumping off point for so many interesting questions. Yeah. Maybe we work so much because we can't help ourselves from working.
Can't stop.
It's a part of our identity in a unique way. It's totally a possibility.
Yeah, we've been talking with The Atlantic's Derek Thompson. Derek, thanks.
Thank you.